To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Monday, news listeners, and time, of course, for your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 28th of March, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that was going on over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. All right, we're starting off with some critical updates for you Edge and Chrome users out there. First up, with Google, they've released an emergency patch for Windows, macOS, and Linux versions of Chrome. The reason for this? Well, because they discovered a zero-day vulnerability that, according to Google, is being actively exploited. Now, Google was actually behind Microsoft in installing this patch. That security fix for Microsoft Edge, because it's a Chromium-based browser, by the way, actually came first, though it's the same vulnerability. Now, to get the update, Chrome users need to go to the main menu in the browser and select Help, About, and Google Chrome. And as far as Edge goes, pretty much the same process. Open up the main menu in the browser, select Help and Feedback, and then About Microsoft Edge. Whatever these browsers that you are using, it's best you get it updated right now. Uber users in London. Well, you'd be happy to know that a 30-month license has been granted so they can continue operating. Now, even though London's transportation regulator has actually revoked Uber's license twice in the past, this new license guarantees 2.5 years to keep its ride-sharing services up and running, at least in London. Of course, this is coming off the heels of that long battle with the city's transportation agency, and that all had to do with Uber's safety protocols. Uber said in a statement, after being granted the new licenses, they will continue to serve London and remain focused on raising industry standards in all areas, those including offering drivers benefits and protections and ensuring all Londoners can get around safely. They even went on to say they expect the Uber platform to become a full electric platform by 2025. And finally, well, that latest iPad update, that's old news now. We need to get on over to the Pro. Could Apple be releasing a new iPad Pro with an M2 chip pretty soon? Well, according to Mark Grumman, he's expecting Apple will issue a very big update for the upcoming generation of iPad Pros, even including support for MagSafe charging, too. Now, yeah, of course, we do have some new iPads that are out in the wild already. That was unveiled at the Peak Performance event earlier this month. That's where everybody looked at the new iPad Air and said, wow, that kind of looks like a Pro. Now my Pro doesn't seem so Pro anymore. All indications are pointing that the next Pro will have an M2 chip inside. Although the information on the M2 chip, yeah, there hasn't been much going around yet. Obviously, the CPU will be slightly faster than the predecessor. What's the point of having a 2? More than likely, though, the M2-powered iPad Pro will probably get released right along some new set of iPhones later this year. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find everything that's happening with the British Tech Network at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the new show over there, the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show, too. Don't forget to give us a like on our Facebook page as well at British Tech Network, or, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. And come join the BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back tomorrow, of course, getting you caught up with the best technology news for your Tuesday edition. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.